Celebrating Life by Maria Fontaine.
Easter is a time when we look back to the most powerful event in the history of mankind. We see God's supernatural, undeserved love for us being expressed through Christ's death on the cross and his glorious resurrection. It is the pivotal point when humankind, in spite of its pride and sin and consequential separation from God, was given a path back to the Father. This is the reason why Jesus went through unimaginable suffering and the horrors of the damned and conquered them. Easter is a proclamation of this gift. But as incomprehensibly wondrous as this new life with our King of Kings throughout eternity is going to be, Jesus has also made it possible to experience a part of his heavenly gift here and now. Listen to the one who is the source of life explain it from his perspective. My spirit in this world and throughout eternity is alive and vibrant. Easter is a celebration of the restoration of man's connection to the source of all life, God. It's about who I am to you and to each of my children, both now and for eternity. I am with you always. I'm a part of your life every moment. Isn't it a cause for great celebration that I am with you in spirit every day? I am with you, even during the times when you seem to be at your worst and when you feel the lowest and most hopeless. That is how my sacrifice on the cross touches your life every moment and lifts you up and helps you grow in your relationship with me. My presence within you renews you when you need me most. Doesn't your deepest praise come from knowing that I'm always with you and I will never leave you? I'm with you in the good times. I'm with you in the times when the mundane or trouble-strewn cares of this life try to rob you of my joy, strength, and purpose. I'm with you down in the mud and the ugliness you face during your earth life. My arms are around you in the sorrow, discouragement, and evil you encounter in this world. I'm holding you up when no one else can, and I'm pouring into you all the life and strength that I have promised to give you when you need it. This is a commitment that I have made to you. This is the moment-by-moment, unconditional, unending love that I have for you. There will come a time when we will all sit down together in the heavenly glory that my death and resurrection have made possible for you. But right here, right now, expressions of my love can be seen even amidst the difficulties of this earth life. That is a glorious thing to declare, to think about, to express thanks for. I rose from the dead, but I'm not just off in the heavenly realm waiting for you to join me. I am with you every moment in the midst of the evil and suffering perpetrated by man. Because here is where the greatest need for my love is. It is glorious because it's here and now. And it's personal between me and you, between me and each of those who know me or will yet come to know me. I love it when your heart is grateful for the gift of eternal life that you will spend with me. This gift began with my death on the cross and my resurrection, but my spirit continues to flood the world through you and each one who lets my love and truth flow out of them. Wherever I show them, it is needed. That is a true celebration of life. So let's celebrate Jesus' gift of life by multiplying it in the hearts of others. We make Easter the celebration of life that our Father intended it to be when we continue to carry the life, hope, and truth Jesus has given us to all who will receive it.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.